Welcome to Black Ass News. This is your Black Ass News podcast host, Tanisha Mercer. I know all of Beyonce's internet is in an uproar about the verses the other night with Mario, Omarion, and Ray J singing with that baby, singing with his baby on stage. I really did get, you know, Otis, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis vibes from it all. And as bad as, you know, we are clowning this whole thing, Roe versus Wade. Yeah, Roe versus Wade. Listen, I know we can walk and talk and chew hubba bubba bubblegum at the same time. So let's focus on a couple things, y'all. And Roe versus Wade is a big one. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but on Friday, yesterday, the Supreme Court officially overturned Roe versus Wade. It's a 1973 Supreme Court ruling that gives women the option to have an abortion if they so choose. The court effectively ruled that there is no constitutional right to an abortion. Going forward, abortion rights will be determined by states unless Congress acts. This is huge, y'all. We know we haven't really fared well under the whole states' rights things as it relates to enslavement and all that. And we know that there are at least almost a good 20 states that are effectively, that will repeal abortion. You will no longer have the option to have an abortion procedure in, think about it, basically like almost half of the U.S. President Biden, he criticized the ruling for, quote, literally taking America back 150 years. All I have to say is that, listen, Supreme Court, Uncle Ruckus, Clarence Thomas, Anita, in 1991, right, tried to tell us, we really didn't quite listen, but it's getting real crazy, y'all. Women who decide to get an abortion, again, effectively almost half of the United States will not be able to have that option. I'm looking at a whole lot of people crazy. I'm looking at Clarence Thomas crazy. I'm also looking at the 53 percenters real crazy right now. Because guess what? If folks had voting act right in 2016, when they elected Donald Trump, we would not be in the state that we are now. So I'm looking at folks real, real crazy. It's about to get real. I'm imploring women who are of childbearing age and do not want to have children. Birth control may also be on the table for who knows what's going to happen at this point. But please, at this point, if you are of childbearing age and you no longer want to have children, plan B, birth control, gotta examine your options. You guys, make sure you stay tuned to Black Ass News for the latest in comedy, pop culture, and celebrity news. Follow the Black Ass News Facebook page. Also, at Black Ass News Comedy on IG. Stay safe, y'all. Stay black.